See, we're like, we got a 50% divorce rate. It's like, no, no, they didn't have marriage like we have marriage by the time Jesus walked the earth. They thought, you get married, you have a few kids, and you get rid of her, and you get yourself another one. And you know, when you get tired of her, you get yourself another one. They were just possessions. And when Jesus said, you're going to stay with one woman forever, the disciples say, who can bear this? The mentality was so like, wait a second. They didn't say, well, I know somebody who's been married forever. They said, who can? Who can stay with one woman forever? Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. Are you following me? That this book was written in a culture that saw women as possessions. And in the midst of that culture, it says, listen, you better honor your wife as a fellow heir, or God's not going to. Listen, you pray all you want. You can go to Mike Bickle's prayer house. But if you're not treating your wife well, God ain't listening to you. I love this one, Proverbs 18:22. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor with the Lord. You want to have favor with God? Get married. That was so good. Do you know that it takes a special gift to not be married? 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 7. Paul's saying, I wish that all men were even as I myself. And he's just explained that he's single. However, each man has his own gift. Everybody say gift. From God. The word gift is the word charisma, same where we get gifts of the Spirit. In other words, a supernatural endowment. But each man has his own supernatural endowment from God, one in this manner and another in that. But I say to the unmarried and to widows, it's good for them to be remain even as I. But if you do not have self-control, let them marry, for it's better to marry than to burn with passion. The Message Bible says it's better to marry than be sexually tortured. What's he saying? He's saying, listen, you were created to have. Yeah, I guess I'll just say it. You're created to have sex. Amen. When God said, be fruitful and multiply, he gave you a sex drive. You know what it means to have a sex drive? It means, I want to have sex with somebody. The goal isn't to get rid of your sex drive. The goal is to manage your appetite. Are you following me? Paul says that there are some people who have no appetite. It's better to marry than to burn with passion. He's saying there are some people who do not burn with passion. Why? Because they have a supernatural gift from God.